Bible reading number 50, Exodus 3, verses 1 through 12. Moses and the burning bush. Moses was taking care of the flock of his relative by marriage, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Moses led the flock to the far side of the desert. He came to Horeb, Sinai, the mountain of the one true God. The angel of the Always Present One appeared to Moses in the flames of fire from within a bush. Moses could see that the bush was on fire, yet the bush did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I must go over there now and see this unusual sight. Why doesn't the bush burn up?" When the Always Present One saw that Moses came over to look, God called out to him from inside the bush. He said, "Moses, Moses." Moses answered, "I'm here." God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals from your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Then Moses hid his own face because he was afraid to look at the one true God. The Always Present One said, "I have certainly seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard them cry out because of their oppressors. I know about their pain. I have come down to rescue them from Egyptian control and to bring them up out of that land to a good land with plenty of room, which flows with milk and honey. It is the home of the people of Canaan, of Heth, of Amor, of Perez, of Hive, and of Jebus. And now listen, the outcry of the sons of Israel has reached me. I have also seen how cruel the Egyptians have been to them. They are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh. You bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to the one true God, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" God said, "I will truly be with you. This will prove to you that I did send you. After you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship me, the one true God, on this mountain.